Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, how's everyone doing today? I hope you consider yourself blessed. I know I do. I was able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. I've got the feeling it's going to be one of those days. Not one of those seizure days. One of those depression days. I just woke up today, just not really even wanting to get out of the bed. And I wasn't even going to do a podcast, but I decided to do one anyway. Because, as I always say, I have to stick to my routine. If I don't stick to my routine, then it's that much easier to fall into depression. Now it's just finding something to rant about. There's really not that much going on. I haven't been doing much. Just sitting around my house and cleaning and taking care of my cat and taking care of myself. I'm taking my medication, just in case anyone's wondering. And this morning, I'm having a peach mango shake and make energy drink. I figured I would have an energy drink just to give myself the energy to sit behind this microphone and do this podcast. Because, like I said, I woke up just feeling down this morning. I don't know what it is. It just happens to be one of those mornings. But I'm going to battle through it because I'm blessed. I have so much. I have a roof over my head. I have food in my refrigerator. I have money in my pocket. I'm not having any seizures, and that's one of the biggest blessings of all. But the greatest blessing that I have of all is my salvation. That right there should just have me jumping up and down. And that is what gets me out of bed and on my knees every morning, is my salvation. I know that no matter how bad this life gets, the next life is going to be so much better. I'm no theologian, and I'm no preacher, but I know that Jesus died for sinners, and that's one thing I am. I'm a sinner. I don't like being a sinner, but I am one, and I repent daily. And the day it clicked that Jesus died for sinners and not the sinless, that was the greatest day of my life. I became something new that day. I was born again. And that was the greatest day of my life. And my life hasn't been the same ever since then. March 28, 2008. He said, "Ask, seek, and knock. Ask, ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and a door shall be opened unto you." I did those three things, and every promise there was answered. Praise the Lord. I just know that no matter how bad today gets, I can always get on my knees tonight and ask the Lord to forgive me for where I fell short today. And I can always go to sleep knowing that if I have a seizure in my sleep and I don't wake up here, I'll wake up at the gates of heaven. And I'll get to see Jesus. And that no matter what, all my sins are forgiven. All my past sins, all my present sins, and all my future sins have been forgiven. That takes a lot of stress off of me. But depression is a hard battle. It's a daily battle. Especially when it's bipolar. It's not daily, but it does come in waves. And today just happens to be one of those down days. But I'll make it through it. And, if nothing else, I got a 5-minute rant out. So now let's take a look at today's holidays. Is today a holiday? As we've learned by now, of course it is. Every day's a holiday. Let's just see what holidays are being celebrated today. Today is Day of Remembrance for All Victims of Chemical Warfare, International Dance Day, National Peace Rose Day, National Shrimp Scampi Day, Thank You Thursday, Viral Video Day, We Jump the World Day, Poem in Your Pocket Day, Zipper Day, and World Wish Day. So there are a few holidays being celebrated today. Let's take a look at World Wish Day. World Wish Day celebrates wishes that have been granted and those that are still to come through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Make-A-Wish is a leading children's charity and the world's largest gift-giving organization, with over 45,000 volunteers and 30,000 wishes granted each year to critically ill children and to children living with life-threatening illnesses. Since its inception in 1980, over 480,000 wishes have been granted, giving children joy and hope, as well as strength to better fight their illnesses. After being started in Phoenix, Arizona, Make-A-Wish spread around the world. Make-A-Wish International was formed in 1993, with 5 countries outside the United States being involved in it. The number is now over 50. Make-A-Wish America also has over 60 chapters. The first World Wish Day took place in 2010 on the 30th anniversary of the granting of the wish that was the inspiration to the start of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Chris Grecius was a 7-year-old boy who had leukemia, who had a wish to become a police officer. On April 29, 1980, members from the local Arizona Department of Public Safety, as well as local police officers, made Chris's dream come true. On that day and over the next few, he was given a uniform, helmet, and badge. He also took a motorcycle proficiency test and was given a helicopter ride. Sadly, he passed away on May 3rd, but not before having his wish come true. Those who would go on to found Make-A-Wish discussed making other wishes for critically ill children possible. Frank Bobsey Salazar, another 7-year-old with leukemia, then became the first official child of Make-A-Wish. The connection between Disney and Make-A-Wish was formed at this time, as visiting Disneyland was one of Salazar's wishes. The foundation took off from there, but it still needs support, and that is what World Wish Day is all about. How to observe World Wish Day. Celebrate the day by sharing about it with others and using the hashtag World Wish Day hashtag in order to raise awareness and funds for the Make-A-Wish Foundation so that more children can get their wishes granted. You could donate to Make-A-Wish International, start or join a fundraiser, and check for more information on the day's website. You could also donate to Make-A-Wish America and find your local chapter and volunteer. Well, this is a great holiday today. I've always loved the idea of Make-A-Wish. May the Lord continue to bless this foundation. Now let's find some good news. We could all use a little bit of good news to brighten up our day. Let's just see what sort of good news we can find. Here's a good news story. A new study reveals a significant association between gardening more frequently and improvements in well-being, perceived stress, and physical activity. The study from Britain's Royal Horticultural Society surveyed more than 6,000 people, and results indicate that those who garden every day have well-being scores 6.6% higher and stress levels 4.2% lower than people who don't garden at all. RHS Wellbeing Fellow and lead author Dr. Lorianne Chow-Mean Pui says this is the first time the dose response to gardening has been tested, and the evidence overwhelmingly suggests that the more frequently you garden, the greater the health benefits. In fact, gardening every day has the same positive impact on well-being than undertaking regular, vigorous exercise like cycling or running. When gardening, our brains are pleasantly distracted by nature around us. This shifts our focus away from ourselves and our stresses, thereby restoring our minds and reducing negative feelings. Respondents who gardened 2 to 3 times a week had a 4.1% higher well-being score and a 2.4% lower stress levels compared to people who don't garden at all. However, gardening fewer than 3 times a month has less of a positive impact. The study conducted by the RHS in collaboration with the University of Sheffield and the University of Virginia and published in Cities Journal found that more frequent gardening was also linked with greater physical activity, supporting the notion that gardening is good for both body and mind. Dr. Chow-Mean Pui adds, gardening is like effortless exercise because it doesn't feel as strenuous as going to the gym, for example, but we can expend similar amounts of energy. Most people say they garden for pleasure and enjoyment, so the likelihood of getting hooked to gardening is also high, and the good news is that, from a mental health perspective, you can't overdose on gardening. Pleasure and enjoyment is the reason why 6 in 10 people garden. Nearly a third say they garden for the health benefits, 1 in 5 say well-being is the reason they garden, and 15% say it makes them feel calm and relaxed. Co-author Dr. Ross Cameron of the University of Sheffield commented, "This research provides further empirical data to support the value of gardening and gardens for mental restoration and promoting a calmness of mind." We also found a greater proportion of plants in the garden was linked with greater well-being, suggesting even just viewing green gardens may help. It was not just able gardeners who benefited. Those with health problems stated gardening eased episodes of depression, 13%, boosted energy levels, 12%, and reduced stress, 16%. The report adds to a mountain of evidence showing the positive health benefits of gardening. One study from Harvard University found that calories burnt from 30 minutes of gardening is comparable to playing a social game of badminton, volleyball, or practicing yoga. Last year, an RHS science paper found that adding a few plants to a bare front garden can make you feel happier, more relaxed, and has the same impact as 8 mindfulness sessions every week. So if you can, it certainly sounds like it's time to get your vitamin G on. Well, I'm no big gardener, but I believe podcasting does this for me. Maybe you want to start a garden. Now let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays. Let's see who all got a year older today. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld turned 67. Actor Daniel Day-Lewis turns 64. Actress Michelle Pfeiffer turns 63. Actress Eve Plum turns 63. Actress Uma Thurman turns 51. And tennis legend Andre Agassi turns 51 also. Here's wishing them all a happy birthday. Well, that's my rant for today. It went a little long for a day I wasn't even going to do one on. And I just thank you for tuning in. and know that as long as I'm feeling well, I'm going to put out a rant. Today's holidays, some good news, and celebrity birthdays 6 days a week. So again, I just thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.